Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchor man Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day. The president signed the bill to release those Epstein files, and that's where we begin with CBS's Michael George.
This is not something. What started as a far-fetched push to make the Epstein files public has turned into reality in a matter of days. President Trump says he made good on his promise and signed the Jeffrey Epstein bill after months of fighting to keep the files from the public. Now the Justice Department has 1 month to comply, though legal experts say a new investigation could lead to some delays. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this. So there's some speculation that President Trump's new Epstein investigation could be used to justify blocking the release of some of the files.
This new Epstein transparency law allows the Attorney General to withhold any information that could jeopardize ongoing investigations. Just last week, the DOJ launched one at Trump's request, raising questions of just how much. We'll see.
The clock is ticking on the release of files related to the government's investigation of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. One day after near unanimous House and Senate approval, late Wednesday, President Trump said he signed the bill requiring the DOJ to release documents within 30 days. In a lengthy post on social media, the president wrote, "This latest hoax will backfire on the Democrats."
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, but you know who does have? Bill Clinton. Larry Summers.
President Trump has never been accused of or charged with any wrongdoing in connection to Epstein. Former President Bill Clinton also denies having any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. And there's no evidence of illegal conduct by former Clinton Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. But this week, Summers did announce he's stepping back from teaching at Harvard University and resigning from OpenAI's board after the House released dozens of messages between him and Epstein. President Trump has directed the Justice Department to investigate links between prominent Democrats and the former financier.
We will continue to follow the law with maximum transparency while protecting victims.
Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree warns the investigation could halt the release of some documents.
The Attorney General does have the power to determine that certain documents, if released, would jeopardize an ongoing investigation.
We think every name should come out, everything.
Top congressional Democrats are pressing for the full, unredacted release of the files.
So what could actually end up being released? Potentially flight logs, witness interviews, any immunity deals in relation to Epstein? Obviously, all that would be not classified as well as not part of another investigation. All the while, President Trump is urging Republicans to refocus their messaging on what he sees as social and economic wins.
CBS's Jared Hill. So we wait 30 days at most, and then what? To everybody's point, we'll see what, if anything, really lightning, you know, some kind of lightning rod issue pops up.
I would imagine that there's a database of some kind regarding these files, and so perhaps people will be doing word searches right off the bat. You know, show me the documents that mention this name or that name, right?
So I'm curious. And we're going to ask a law professor about this coming up. Is so they released the files, and in the report you heard that there may be some files they hold back because there might be active investigations. And then if that's the case, there'll be accusations they're doing that for a reason. But when they say release the files publicly, does that truly mean anybody will be able to read it anywhere?
Yes, yes.
So
I assume that there'll be a portal of some kind to access that information.
I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of information.
Or the DOJ may put it, you know, in a routine location on a website that people will have to do a little digging to get at it. I'm not sure, but
the fact is, Jeffrey Epstein had enough money and influence many years ago, way back, to hold off being prosecuted for many years.
Well, actually, he was eventually prosecuted successfully in 2008 in Florida, and he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. That guilty plea did not result in much of any punishment, however.
Correct.
And he was able, I guess, through his vast network of rich contacts and his wealth and legal team, able to arrange things differently. But they had him in 2008.
And here we are how many years later, and he's been gone for a few years, and then there's a lot of speculation of, did he take his own life, or did somebody assist in that
This is a story, a case that is ripe for the speculators in conspiracy theories, and there's been no shortage of them.
So after people sort through these documents, we'll see what happens, and then something else will come up that'll be completely unrelated to the Epstein files.
Right. Isn't that always the case?
At 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Cannonball.
Yep. What a name, huh?
Oh, yeah. They used to have quite a stable of, for the city and the county, mounted police, and that's obviously gone by the wayside, but not completely.
18 right? years of service. It's a great story.
When they're on horseback, and they can be very intimidating. You know, if you're walking, and that's why they use them for crowd control so often. Easy boy. Hey, there's a ranch for sale in Texas, which comes with its own treasure hunt. 1,300 acres, 2 houses, and the listing also says the area served as a campsite for Spanish soldiers and could be littered with buried gold and coins. What a marketing genius move, right? You're trying to sell your house and your ranch, and you just say, hey, there might be buried treasure. Don't you think somebody would have looked into that at some point if they owned it?
At this point, people have to start searching their way more often.
You need $10 million, by the way, to buy the property.
Yeah. Well,
for buried treasure?
Right.
Let me look for the treasure first, and if I find it, I'll buy it. Fair enough?
Yeah, so
fair
what enough. They call that is rooting around.
Who's out? Hey, who's out in the yard rooting around? Did you ever see those guys that have those like mine detectors along the beach? And they're scanning the beach looking for treasure.
Trinkets, yeah.
What could they possibly find?
You'd be amazed at what they do find. They have to invest a fair amount of time doing it, but...
Yeah, it's just...
Rings, watches, money.
You know what I thought? Yeah, they probably do find things. I see them on the beach, and they're walking around with the mind detector, and you're thinking, this guy's trying to get away from his wife. He's got headphones on. It's like, honey, I'm looking for buried treasure. Okay, go ahead. And he's out there all day going, getting a suntan. We are going to talk to a mom and her son about a bear attack. Is this the same one, the black bear, that chased an 11-year-old into a Family Dollar store?
Yes, it is.
How's that for a while?
It's made national news. Mm-hmm. So the boy was outside. The bear charged him. So he ran into the Family Dollar store. And at the moment, the bear jumped over the counter, caught on surveillance video. The boy and the cashier escaped to a car, waited 10 minutes for the bear to finish shopping.
Oh, my God.
and left the store. Oh. Wildlife officials say bears are on the prowl for pre-winter snacks.
Yeah, they got to load up. They're carving up for their little nap there.
Yeah, did you ever see a bear emerge? They've had videos from hibernation. They look all shrunken up and their fur's all jacked. Looks like someone, you know.
It's a bad hair day, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a really bad hair day. So in just a few minutes, we're going to get the details of this story. Can you imagine an 11-year-old boy? And the thing about black bears, though, is for the most part, they're pretty docile. They don't necessarily attack people unless it's a mama bear with cubs,
and that's right, just
to defend. They're not like a grizzly bear. They're not flesh eaters.
No, they're not real carnivores. Yeah, they like sweet things and fruit.
I've been in the same house for 30 years, and one time there was a black bear that walked through the backyard, and I happened to have the video. My neighbor took it, and it was within 20 feet of my door. Imagine?
What was your reaction?
I'm like, oh. I'm thinking the same thing. I saw the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio called The Revenant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, The Revenant?
Or Revenant, whatever.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I just recently saw that. That was so bloody and violent,
I never could watch it.
He gets attacked by a grizzly.
Oh, my. That's the craziest scene I have ever seen in my life.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting it.
No.
I was sitting watching that movie. Downing some popcorn, and all of a sudden, this bear attacks. It was so realistic.
And that's where the popcorn eating stopped, right? Yeah.
And then this reminded me of my wife's obsession with Walking Dead, because all you heard was...
Yeah. Wait, then... Well, you know what? I won't say it. Then he, like, cocoons himself in the fur of the bear.
Yeah, to survive the winter.
Okay.
No, he was pretty hacked up. He got in some kind of carcass.
It's a really gross but amazing. I mean, he deserved every bit of that. He won an Oscar for that, right?
I believe you're
right. Yeah, he deserved every bit of that. That movie is wild.
But black bears don't do that typically. But we're going to talk to this young man and his mom, right?
Yes.
Coming up here after the news at the bottom of the hour, after you hear about Blazing Saddles.
And I think Dollar General could not possibly have gotten a bigger splash for free than this particular story.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, their name has been repeated over and over and over again.
He ran into Dollar General and bought some bear spray for a buck. That would have been a little better story. Meanwhile, if it feels like daycare costs more than your mortgage, you are right. A new study from LendingTree finds that childcare is 85% of American cities cost more than their rent. We're talking about Omaha, Nebraska, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Buffalo, New York. They have the highest cost of childcare compared to rent in the country.
I wonder why.
Prices have gone up 30% for daycare since 2020, basically since the pandemic. Experts say there's a shortage of early education workers. Lots of parents don't live near family, so they need to pay for help. And it's really expensive because there's supply and demand, a shortage of people to do that kind of work. Any other good news? I should have just stuck with a bear story. So we have a horse story, a bear story, and then Dr. Mike will join us next hour.
Yes, it's going to be a rather furry Thursday.
Well, you know, it is World Philosophy Day. I think, therefore I am. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we welcome a young man, very brave young man, named Cole, and his mom, Morgan. Join us on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. But this young man is a TikTok sensation due to an encounter with a black bear in Markleysburg in Fayette County. Cole, Morgan, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, I can't imagine being in your shoes at age 11. So you're outside the Family Dollar, wait for your dad, right? And then that's when you turn and saw this bear coming at you. Tell us what happened.
So I walked outside because in there, my dad doesn't have good service on his phone from the metal roof. So when I walked outside to go and see him, he didn't see the bear or hear it, and the bear didn't see or hear him. But whenever I walked outside, the bear seen me and heard me. Then it started chasing me in the store. And when it chased me in the store, I went left, and the bear went straight. And my dad was, like, starting to, like, run in there to, like, try and get us out. But then he realized the bear went to the back, so he was trying to get us out of there, but we couldn't hear him or anything. And then the bear went over by the dog food, done like two or three laps, while me and the cashier were standing up on the counter. And then the bear went back to the back.
He was distracted.
Yeah. When he went to the back, we went outside. I got in my dad's truck. Then the lady got in her car. And then she was on the phone with 911 at the time. And then after that, like, the bear ran out of the store while we were in her cars.
So the bear left the store on its own. Nobody had to go try to get the bear out of the Family Dollar, right?
No.
And you said, as I understand, that that bear was so close to you. It was like a foot behind you at one point. I can't imagine what you were thinking at that time.
Yeah.
What was going pretty through your scared. Mind?
I was kind of scared. I was just like, I got to get away from this bear.
Kind of scared. That bear's 300 pounds. And mom, when you heard this story, you're probably thinking, what in the world? A little trip to Family Dollar turns into some kind of wildlife adventure.
Yeah, I didn't stop shaking for like a day and a half. And honestly, thank God he was with his dad and not me, because his dad's been raked over the coals online for, you know, I know that the news can't air everything, every part of an interview or whatever. And, but his dad did the right thing. And, you know, he stayed calm. You never know what you're going to do. I mean, that was a matter of a couple of seconds that that happened. But the entrance to the Family Dollar, it's a I mean, there bears can walk in. So it's a neighborhood kind of store. It's not like a shopping plaza. So he parked right in front of the door. And Cole was maybe 15, 20 feet away at the entrance waiting for him to come in. And he was on his phone, and he said he put his head down and he just saw Cole running, and he picked his head up, and that's when he saw that the bear had gone straight and Cole had like juked left to the counter. And, you know, he stayed calm and he stayed where the, like, there's big glass windows in front of the store and everything. So he had a better view outside of where the bear was than Cole and the cashier. You know, the aisles and the shelves were blocking their view, so they didn't know. I mean, the bear could have been right around the corner when they tried to hop down, and you don't know what's going to happen. So he did. He stayed calm, and he guided them out. He told them when the bear was distracted, come on. He got them outside. And tell them how the bear got out of the store.
Like, it went past the... when I went past the doors the first two times, I, like, jumped past, and, like, it ran. But then the third time, like, they opened, and he stopped and he stepped back. But then he realized that they were staying open. So then he ran out the first one, then the second one, then he just...
He figured out the auto doors on his own.
Wow, what an incredible story. But millions of people have seen this, as you know, Morgan and Cole. And as you know, in social media, there's always people that are weighing in. When you're saying raked over to Cole's, your husband's taking heat. But why?
I think that it just wasn't explained. They just said on the news, you know, he was waiting, asked his dad what was taking so long, and then that was the only mention of him. But yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It just wasn't mentioned. So I think that when Cole was doing his interview the first time, he was, you know, I mean, he's a kid and that happened to him. So I can't imagine like trying to retell that story for everybody if it was me. But yeah, I think personally I would have made the situation so much worse, if not deadly, because I know that if I would have seen that, I would have went like yelling, screaming, running, agitating the bear more, and I would have been no help anyway. So, you know, his dad really did do the right thing. Thank God that he was with him. So,
well, Cole, there's
the internet's going
to be bad. Yeah, don't listen to everything that people say on the internet. Good and bad, but it's an incredible story. And there's an old saying, Cole, some days the bear gets you and some days you get the bear. In this case, I'm glad the bear didn't get you. right, Mom?
I think that thing was kind of neutral because he got neither of them because he didn't get me and I didn't get him.
Yeah. I think he was just as confused as you were. Like, that's what I think. I don't know, but was my opinion.
That's a great way to look at it, Cole. So I'm sure you're kind of a celebrity now in school and in town for a while, so we're glad you're safe first and foremost, and appreciate you taking time for us. Morgan, thank you. And Cole, way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. What grade are you in, by the way?
6.
Okay, with stories to tell. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
And he got a touchdown last week, and he outran a bear this weekend. So, like, thank God he's fast, you know?
You're on a roll. All right, Cole. Thank you both. Thanks, Mom. Wow, what a story here. And you heard it on the Big K Morning Show.
To release the Epstein files. But Pittsburgh attorney Phil DeLucente tells us anyone hoping for a smoking gun will be disappointed, since these files have already been reviewed by the DOJ under 2 administrations.
What I mean by that is, if there were people that should have been prosecuted, trust me, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, they would have been prosecuted.
And that's probably the takeaway that people don't want to hear. They want to assume that there's some more salacious stuff. We'll see what happens.
Independence Health Systems hospitals, including Butler Memorial, are going to merge with the WVU Health System in 2026, another big consolidation.
And we've become used to these as healthcare around the region has changed. The landscape continues to change.
Well, Allegheny Health Network pulled Heritage Valley Hospitals. They're doing that this year. UPMC absorbing Washington Health System in 2024. And in 2023, it was Independence was formed by a merger of Excella and Butler Health.
Yes, and for those that don't know, the West Virginia Health System, this is the entire state.
It's a big one.
And they're reaching in. There are 5 hospitals and a lot of, you know, outsourcing clinics around the region.
And then their physicians groups as well, all of the doctors.
So it's a big deal for regional healthcare.
Aaron Rodgers says he'll practice today, telling reporters what he's been doing about that broken left wrist.
A lot of rehab. Was thankful to get to work with Gabe and just focus on rehab for a day. I'm trying to get back on the field tomorrow and see what I can do.
So it is his left wrist. He is right-handed. However, taking snaps certainly under center is one concern.
And then falling, you know, falling down and putting your left arm out to brace your, you know, right?
Well, I believe I saw the play where he injured it. He was falling backwards on his hand, his left hand, mm-hmm. in his wrist. So he has a break, but it didn't require surgery. And he's saying he's rehabbing. I'm like, how do you rehab 3 days in with a broken wrist? But
yeah, right.
They're going to tape him up, I guess, and put a brace on it and see if he can play like that. If not, it'll be Mason Rudolph.
So that's kind of a dry run for the brace today to see how it works.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and a big game for the Steelers in Chicago. The Bears are streaking, speaking of Bears.
Yeah, they're playing well. The Steelers don't have a good record at Soldier Field, but guess who does?
Aaron Rodgers. Bears are 7-3, Steelers 6-4, but it would go a long way to be able to beat them on the road because they come home next week and face the Buffalo Bills for a 4:25 kick. That's on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day is the president signing the bill to release the Epstein files. Many people asking what happens next. Legalese, I'm sure many people involved in the legal system are taking a look at this particular situation and trying to figure out what's next. So we've invited Jesse Allen from the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure this has been much discussed in your circles. So what do you anticipate from a legal standpoint may happen next?
Well, I'm looking at the bill and it says that in the next 30 days, the Attorney General's got to release a whole bunch of information. The files themselves could be all kinds of things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The FBI files, apparently, I mean, one thing that occurred to me is that people have claimed that they called the FBI and got no response. Maybe some of that information will come out. But everything that, that the DOJ has, or the FBI or the various U.S. attorneys' offices would be included in this. I mean, you've probably seen there are some exceptions. So in terms of legal activity, I imagine that one thing might happen is that there may be issues raised about things that are left out, because the bill does allow for certain things not to come out still.
Jesse, I'm curious to get your reaction to, we recently interviewed an attorney here in Pittsburgh who said that if people are expecting more charges to come out of this, they're probably going to be disappointed, because DOJ has investigated this under two different administrations. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in fact, you know, the DOJ has basically declared that they finished those investigations and came up with no reason to prosecute anyone based on all this material that they have. In fact, what's curious is that now they've, you know, at the president's order, instituted apparently some new investigations. And the AG was asked about this yesterday and kind of didn't really offer any reason. Like, well, if you said before there's no reason to investigate anybody, how come now you're investigating people again? And there was no, to me, clear response of, oh, well, we found this new thing here or there, right? It's the same, although I think she did refer to new information, so I don't know what that is.
We're with law professor Jesse Allen. I'm thinking, obviously, and you've heard this many times, and it's true to a certain degree with a lot of what goes on in our legal system now, that it's been weaponized for political purposes by both parties. So it seems like somebody's trying to figure out how to use something that will come out of the release of these files to their political gain.
Well, that's a possibility, of course. You know, I mean, I don't know what the motivation is, but for one thing, political gain, or potentially to continue to withhold, because you see, one of the exceptions in this bill that orders the release, one of the exceptions for things that can be still withheld is, let me find the exact words, documents that would, here I'm quoting, jeopardize an active federal investigation or ongoing prosecution. So, in other words, there are these new investigations going on. Now that provides a basis for the AG to say, well, I can't release XYZ because it would be prejudicial to this new investigation that we've got. So that's another possible result of these new investigations.
I'm curious to know if you have any idea how these materials will be made public. Will there be some way that people who are interested in the case and want to know more be able to access them through some kind of a database, maybe?
I mean, yeah, I imagine so, because first of all, the bill requires that they be produced in, I think it's a searchable form. And there have been previous releases. You know, DOJ did release a limited amount of material, and it's easy to find online. I mean, I think I Googled Bondi Epstein release, and then you get a page with links to various documents that you can just click on and see. Again, a lot of those documents have got names and information blacked out of them. Some of what's blacked out maybe now has to be made public, but, you know, the bill still says anything that depicts child sexual abuse, no, anything that reveals victim identity or personal material, no. Anything classified? No. So, I mean, the specific, like, new thing that it says is you can't withhold documents on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. And arguably, like, the reputational harm in the past would be a good reason to withhold documents, right? I mean, generally speaking, you don't want the government, because they've investigated something, just throwing into the public, oh, hey, you know, we called up Joe Schmo and we talked to him and, You know, he told us all kinds of things about his mother-in-law, but it didn't have anything to do with our investigation. But now we're just going to give you all that information.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like, that's a good reason why we don't want the government making public all of the material that they, you know, interviews with witnesses, various third parties who, you know, might have had information or not. But you've got all this stuff. Like, you don't want your government just going, throwing all that up on the internet for people to look at, right?
Can you think, Professor, of a situation that is even close to this in the past?
I don't know. No, I mean, that, not offhand, which doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Well, we appreciate your time. I'm sure it's the talk of the department, at least at times. And thank you for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Allen, who is an experienced law professor at the University of Mississippi, obviously is our anchor man. And I will have the advantage of a lifeline, Crystal Stiegel. Crystal, good morning. Where are you from?
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Okay. Do you know how this works? If I lean on you for an answer, either way, you're going to get a $25 gift certificate to Coons Quality Foods. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you know aviation at all, by chance?
Not really, no.
Okay, good to know going in. All right. Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, will ask the questions. Stand by, Crystal. Okay, Aaron, fire away.
Okay, and Larry, you are first this week. So we're going to rev up nice and slow. Allegheny County Airport was once Pittsburgh's primary airport, and what year was it opened?
Flat out. Wow.
Yep, flat out. What year?
Oh, boy. Oh, as Michael Bartley would say, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'm going to say, you say Allegheny County Airport?
Yes.
I know the 1952.
All right, Paul?
Well, we're talking Art Deco in the design, so I'm going to go with something in the 1930s. I'll say 1936 or 37.
All right, Paul was closest. It was 1931. Nice. Yeah, okay.
Boo on me.
That's
Crystal, did you know that? I should have asked you.
My guess is 1932.
Very good. You're
wow.
You're one for one.
Yeah.
I'm down
if
one.
If we had
to
let her, she would have been closest. Okay. Question number two. What year did U.S. Airways officially de-hub Pittsburgh? Okay, so 2010, 2002, or 2004? Paul, you're first.
2004.
Larry?
Crystal?
2002.
All right, I'm going to go with Crystal.
Our anchorman takes that one right on the money. Wow. 2004.
Crystal, he's killing us.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, this one is, you know, we're going way back. So which World War II aircraft type made training flights out of Butler County Airport? Piper Cubs, C-47 Skytrain, or T-6 Texans?
Crystal?
I don't know. We'll go with B.
Okay.
Okay, so I think she's going with Texans, Paul.
Yeah. She went with the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my first guess, too.
Okay. Do you guys want me to say the question one more time, or we feel...
No.
All right.
We answer. We're agreeing on the
We're
answer.
Agreeing on the Texans. So the correct answer was Piper Cubs.
That's all.
It is a small airport. That does make sense.
I feel good about this, guys.
Is that it?
That was it.
So Paul won this round. Apparently,
he did.
Crystal and Larry are not smarter than an anchor man. But Crystal, we appreciate you. So you are going to get a $25 gift certificate from Coons Quality Foods. And thank you. What do you What do you do? What are you doing?
Thank you. I'm a nurse. I'm a school nurse.
Oh, okay. Well, we love nurses, so we'll let you get to school. Thank you. Get some aviation books while you're in the
Thank
library.
Thank you. Crystal, don't hang up. Stay for 1 second. I just have to tell everyone, if you were watching the stream, that was especially fun because our anchorman was rubbing his chin. a lot. He's like,
He's a smart guy. All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, so we'll do it again next Thursday. Being an aviation buff.
Those are good questions. Really good ones.
What type of World War II aircraft crashed into the Mon and known as the Ghost Ship?
It's a B-25.
How do you know that?
I'm paying attention.
Apparently you are.
But Bob Butler, the airport being used in World War II, this is the first I've ever heard that. I learned something new this morning.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Butler Airport can accommodate small jets like private jets. Zilean Opal is a smaller airport, much smaller. But both still get used. I mean, there's a lot of recreational flyers. Have you ever piloted a Piper Cub or small single engine?
I have piloted a Piper Comanche. And was taking flying lessons when I was a boy. Really fun.
I took a lesson at Zilean Opal Airport, and this is a long time ago. And the man had a German accent, and there was a picture of him with a Fokker, you know, the tri-wing from World War II. He was a pilot. He flew that, and he said, the first thing he said to me was, "Larry, the most dangerous thing about flying is driving to the airport."
He's right.
Speaking of which, if you're driving, in the fog.
And now we've got a lot of daredevils listening this morning, right?
Yeah. 7 show, and every Thursday we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Today, from his home, sporting his Steelers hat for the weekend. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm surprised I don't see a raging fire in the fireplace yet. We're getting there, I guess, right?
Yeah, not that cold yet.
All right. We are getting ready for a holiday week, so let's get started. This comes from Rachel in Swickley. Our cat is increasingly vocal at night. Is this a health problem or just boredom? Appreciate your advice.
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I don't know how old the cat is. If that's an older cat, I start thinking about things, diseases that can cause them to vocalize more, hyperthyroidism, dementia, things like that. And then I would say, yeah, if it's an older cat and that's new behavior, I would see your veterinarian. If it's a younger cat, it's probably just boredom, maybe anxiety, but probably boredom. So do some mental stimulation at night, play some games with them, give them some exercise, and maybe that fishing pole wand with the little swirly toy on the end. Spend some time with them, exercise them. That often helps that. And if it continues, then see your vet, because we do have some good behavioral modification tricks that we'll do paired with some drugs to get them through it. But then the drugs go off and you hopefully modify that behavior.
Dr. Mike, Teresa from Greenfield is thinking about the upcoming holidays. We're a week away from one of them already, and they want to make sure that their dog stays calm during family gatherings.
Yeah, you have a lot of strange people in the house. We do, for sure, where we come. We even have friends that bring their pets with them. So it's chaos. I always tell people, have a safe space for them. We have a room that we close off. We even lock the door because we have grandkids, and they'll go open up doors, and then all the animals run out. So have a safe space for them so that they can go somewhere and be quiet, maybe have some music on for them or some distraction. And then if you bring them out into the guests, it's always a good idea to have a leash on them and walk them out and then let them see everybody and then maybe take them back to their safe place. I know individual dogs could care less, but when you have 7 dogs in the home like I'm going to have, we have to have some order.
7?
And that's up to us.
Good Lord. I think I saw a movie like this once.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, from Ross Township, Jason wants to know, our dog appears to be scared of vacuum cleaners. What's the best way to help him? Because he also sheds a lot, so we do need to brush up.
Yeah, so good questions. We'll start with distance. A lot of people, at first, it seems like it's funny. Oh, you're afraid of the vacuum cleaner, but it's not funny to them. So, make sure you start with distance. Don't get too close to them. If when you turn it on, they get really anxious, maybe leave it in the living room or somewhere where they can see it and get used to it or accustomed to it. And rewards are fantastic. I always Like, I always like them to couple vacuum time with reward time or snack time. And that's what you can do, is you can start giving them rewards as they get closer. You give them a reward, you turn it on, you vacuum a little bit, or maybe even vacuum, do the motions without the noise, and get them used to it. Just try to be in their mind for a little bit and try to calm them down. And if that doesn't work, then you just have to keep them in a separate room.
Well, I know you'll be off next Thursday, and as we will too. So this is our annual opportunity, Doc, to talk about the do's and don'ts for pets around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the big things, and I know everybody knows about chocolate and about xylitol. You know, don't let them get into the pies and the cakes and things like that, because if guests bring them, you don't know what ingredients they use. And xylitol is highly toxic. It's a sugar-free sweetener, but in 15 minutes, it can cause a golden retriever-sized pet to be seizuring. So you want to be very, very careful with those things. Bones are the other big ones. When you put them in the trash, make sure they can't get into the trash. And if they do eat bones, I always tell people in the first aid kit to have hydrogen peroxide on hand always, in case we want to induce vomiting in our dogs. But if they were going to eat sharp bones or turkey bones, you don't want to make them vomit, because it might get caught in the esophagus. So there are times, have the emergency numbers ready. Try to keep them protected so that they don't get into these things. I know accidents happen. They certainly happen in our house. And just do the best you can. And don't give them the fatty gravies. It's okay to share a little bit of turkey without the skin, maybe some green beans, but they don't need the fatty breads and the gravies, because that can make them sick and end you up in the emergency clinic.
Well, in fact, Dr. Mike, pancreatitis cases among pets spike around Thanksgiving for that very reason, don't they?
That's 1,000% correct. And I was in the ER for 7.5 years, and that's just the truth. Every Thanksgiving, every holiday, every Christmas, every Easter, pancreatitis, dogs coming in. The pancreas is an organ that when you give them lots of fat that they're not used to, it gets very inflamed, and that can kill a dog. That's an incredibly serious
Good morning, Larry Richard, with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and every Thursday at this time we check in with Hall of Fame broadcaster, our friend Bill Hillgrove, who you can see on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also on our KDK Radio YouTube page.
Ornament in the stomach of a German Shepherd. Can't even imagine how it got down the esophagus, through the chest, into that stomach, but it did. So, yes, they probably taste flavors from our hands. You know, maybe we didn't wash our hands.
Nothing like a Barney birthday song.
Turkey or something. And
for Bill Hillgrove, who's celebrating.
Dogs have incredible senses of smell.
Birthday number 85.
And just have your emergency number ready just in case. Try to avoid all those emergencies.
I got you.
You don't want to ruin your holiday time.
Here's one for you, Marilyn Monroe.
Be aware of the pets. I think it's really a good idea to put them in a separate room. We happen to do that. And we still give them routines. We still take them out.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday.
You just have to protect them from themselves sometimes.
Well, to you, Beth, and your entire growing family, and your seven dogs, including
more challenges, and one of those.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Doc.
Georgia on Saturday.
Same to you and all the listeners. Thank you very much.
Headed there tomorrow night. Good Dr. Mike Hutchinson. You can reach out evening at the College Football Hall of Fame, where they'll commemorate KDK Radio pit great the late Bobby Greer, who broke the color barrier in the Sugar Bowl playing Georgia Tech, and really credits his family, his son, the Pitt team, and back then, you know, the leadership were sticking up for him. That's a heck of a story, Bill.
Oh, it's a wonderful story, and he was a wonderful person. And, you know, my recollection, and I was, 16 when that all came down, was the fact that the folks in New Orleans wanted segregated seating, and the Panthers said, well, if that's the case, we're not coming. And what I was really pleased with is the fact that Georgia Tech, in the heart of the South, agreed, and they put the pressure on the Sugar Bowl to open up the stands to everybody. And unfortunately, Bobby was victimized by a call at the end of the game in the end zone that gave the other team the win. And I got to get this phone. I should have shut it off.
Well, everybody's calling now. They know it's your birthday if they
didn't.
Well,
yeah, before. Anyhow, it turned out that a Pittsburgh official made that call, so it had nothing to do with the situation.
By the way, Bill Hillgrove is presented by Duquesne Beer this holiday season. Grab a Duke. Let's talk about the Steelers with an opportunity on the road. Over the years, interesting because you were there many times, Bill. They've had challenges playing in Chicago. And I know this isn't the same team, but Chicago is 7-3, and they're streaking right now. And you've got a quarterback who's, what, 50-50 on whether he'll play in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and but I thought Mason Rudolph did a nice job of handling that offense. But I think for the Steelers, the key is defense. And I just saw a much better defensive effort last week. And I think it had something to do with, I think they simplified the defense so there was better communication. And I think they just, you know, knew that if they simplified it, guys would play instead of think. And the worst thing you can do on a football field is to start thinking and then start, oh, I got to do this. No, do your job. And if 11 people do their job, you can be a really good defense. And I think I saw that against the Bengals. In the first game, they let Flacco play the violin back there. And then the next game, he wasn't so comfortable.
So what is different about the Bears that they're 7-3? They've been kind of turkeys for a while.
Well, you know, it's the league. From last to first used to be a tough grind. Look at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Look at the Archie Manning Saints. You know, when they came into the league, it took them a long time to get wins. Today, because of free agency, teams go from last to first very easily, and this team all of a sudden is a big contender in the NFC North. But I like the fact that Aaron Rodgers likes to play in Chicago. I know the Steelers have only won one game there, and that was in 1995, and I think it was a close one. So, you know, let's see how this plays out. I think it's going to be an interesting game from that perspective.
And it would go a long way if the Steelers could continue to win, because they've got the Ravens nipping at their heels, and then you've got the tall challenge of Buffalo's Bills coming next Sunday, and they seem to have gotten their act back together after they've had a couple of disappointing losses too.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's a challenging schedule the rest of the way, but I go back to when I first started doing the Steelers in the mid-90s. I was commenting after one of the road wins, oh, we won ugly. And that person, it was actually Jaheer Arnold, a wide receiver. He goes, Billy, that other team gets paid too. And you always have to keep that in mind. If you don't play your best in that league, doesn't matter who they are, you're going to get beat. And so this is what they have to keep in mind. And, you know, I don't care who plays quarterback. I think it comes down to blocking and tackling. And that doesn't surprise any football expert for sure.
All right, as far as Pitt, they have two ACC games. It was disappointing the way they played against Notre Dame, but a lot of people chalked that one up that it might be a loss. Notre Dame's a top 10 team. They're loaded, but it doesn't affect their ACC, you know, standings. So if the Panthers could find a way to win these next two, they're right in the conversation.
I think Notre Dame that day could have beaten any NFL team. Just their performance was complete. And when you don't respond to that great performance, you find yourself behind the eight ball, and that's where the Panthers were. I dismiss it, and I'll go back to coach speak. Notre Dame isn't that good, and Pitt isn't that bad.
Right. And about Georgia Tech, Bill, what should we know? You know, I want to sit down and watch the game. What can I expect to see from them?
It starts and ends with Haynes King, the transfer from Texas A&M. How many quarterbacks are third in the conference in rushing? You know, this guy has accounted for 24 of their touchdowns this year. Is it 24? Yeah, 14 and 10. I mean, the guy is amazing, and I'm surprised he doesn't lead them in receiving, but I guess that would be pretty tough.
Well, it should be a good matchup. Georgia Tech at one point was top 10. They're 16th now, and the Panthers are 22nd. They fell out of the playoff top 25, but they're still listed as one of the top 25 teams in the country. So, Bill, I'll see you on the charter tomorrow. How are you going to celebrate your birthday today, partner, after your morning ski?
Oh, I'm going to gather some family members and have a nice, quiet dinner. Well, you know what? The older you get, the quieter it is attractive. So that's what we're going to do.
All right, Bill. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, gents.
And again, Bill's appearance is brought to you by Duquesne Beer. This holiday season, grab a Duke. Newsroom, good morning.
Good morning.
What's trending, T?
I'm not happy today, Larry.
What happened?
I left my cell phone at home, so I had to turn around and go back to get it. And it feels like I'm like not myself.
Because you're out of your rhythm.
It's weird. It's a weird.
Well, you weird, have
weird feeling.
A morning, you know, more than any other time of the day, people have their routine.
Yes.
In the morning,
and I'm off.
That was off your routine. Now, how long?
I'm normally on, but I'm off today.
How long did that set you back?
It set me back probably like 20 minutes. But yeah. I mean, still, it's like, yeah. Why couldn't I just say to Myra, just go to work and just leave your phone?
Oh,
why is it that I was just like shaking in the car? You know, I was beeping the horn and get out of my way, move. It's just like, it's a weird feeling to have that happen.
You know what? You need to settle down, relax.
At all.
And now do you know that our transportation secretary is putting out public service announcements asking people to be nicer when they fly?
Well, I know that. We discussed that. We talked about that.
No beeping the horn.
I'm just off. So PJ, Michael, Spack, I'm off today, buddy. So don't be thinking tomorrow's going to be doing
bring your game every day.
Well, anyway, let's go. So, did you watch Friends growing? I mean,
yeah, I saw some Friends. I didn't watch every week episode, but I saw enough of them.
Anything about Friends? I know people who've watched it.
It's a group of people that are pretty famous.
A bar or something?
No,
or?
That was Cheers.
Oh shoot!
They live. It's a bunch of friends. They end up living with each other. Like the girls live with each other. The guys, and they're just besties. Romantic relationships start. That whole thing.
And
it's almost like college, but they're adults.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've never watched it. But anyway.
It's almost like that CBS show. What is that? Big Brother? They all live in a house.
Wait, was it Julie Chen? Wasn't she? Or was it Julie Chen?
Yeah.
That we go there? She was the,
yeah, Julie she was the host.
She was the host. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the first reality maybe, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Friends was kind of like the precursor to that, right? Aaron?
Yes. I would say... to a degree, because Friends was scripted, so it wasn't a reality show, but it did. I think it gave the idea to reality TV.
Well, guess what? I think some of those shows are scripted, even though they
say they are. I agree. But the ones that they get down and start fighting, I don't know. Those are the ratchet ones.
Ratchet.
Anyway, so Heinz is selling a new condiment inspired by Friends. It's called Leftover Gravy. Yes. It's a squeeze, leftover gravy in a squeeze. So it's already sold out. People are trying to get it. I don't know. I make my own gravy because I can cook. So I would never in my life squeeze some gravy on a sandwich. But for those who aren't as, you know, good at cooking like I am, I would
you
say
get
no.
Some, it says, now, wait, but you can't get it.
It's
you shouldn't
sold
have told
out.
Us. Now we have that what they call it FOMO,
yes.
Fear of missing out.
Yes, they say Heinz threw it back to a '90s sitcom while drawing inspiration for its latest innovation. Fans of Friends will likely remember the 1998 episode titled "The One with Ross's Sandwich." Did you see that? In the episode, Monica makes a moist maker sandwich filled with leftovers for Ross. A layer of bread soaked in gravy in one of the sandwich's defining details.
There you go.
So there you go. Now, let's move on.
What you got?
We have time. AI is at it again. Restaurants are having a hard time now. People are ordering from DoorDash, and they are taking pictures of a sandwich, which is cooked thoroughly, and they're using AI to upload a picture of this sandwich that's uncooked and sending it back to the stores asking for refunds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh. So retailers are saying they are being hit pretty hard with customers who are doing that. This is AI is going to cause some problems. So I mean,
it already has.
Yeah. So people, you know, retailers, they said that people, they're getting inundated. It's on, you know, TikTok starts all of this. You know, people on TikTok.
Well, yeah, because restaurants rely on good reviews, and they, a lot of them, you know, most of them work very hard to maintain a level. And if they're just getting ripped off like that, and it's hurting mm-hmm. the reputation at the same time.
They said the customer claimed the AI-generated photo convinced DoorDash support to issue a refund. So they're taking pictures of an uncooked, AI uncooked cheeseburger, and now so.
You bring it back to store.
So here we are. You got to love AI.
No, I don't necessarily love AI.
I mean, well, they start speaking your language. You want to be Larry Richard for a day. Ooh, yes. You want to sound like Larry Richard for a day.
What do you mean? If you want that, you got to get up at 3 a.m.
Okay, like some people would do it just for one day. It's not like they're going to do it for a lifetime, or maybe they will. People are doing it using your voice, Larry.
Anything else on
that's
you're
it.
Good,
Larry.
Yeah.
I told you I'm off today.
So. Our boss is here today. He just walked in.
Did he?
He gave you a look inside here.
Oh, you were late.
That's what's trending with T. Thank you, T.
Bye, Larry.
Squeezy old gravy bottles.
Oh, gosh.
The Big K Morning Show working our way through this Thursday. Yesterday, you may have heard. Actually, was announced at the meeting on Tuesday night, unanimously, a 13-0 vote, Allegheny County Council passed the polluter pays proposal. And a lot of people may wonder, well, what does that actually mean? Wanda Wilson is with us. She is a Western Pennsylvania advocate for Penn Environment. Wanda, good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. So first, what does Penn Environment do?
We're a statewide environmental organization working on behalf of clean air, clean water, livable climate for all of us in Pennsylvania.
And how long has this proposal been awaited?
We were waiting a long time. It was before council for more than a year, actually, to increase the fees that the county charges large industrial facilities for their air pollution control permits. It's part of the Clean Air Act, and the Allegheny County Health Department was having a funding shortfall, didn't have enough staff to be able to do all the complicated work of these permits. So this helps fill the gap so the Allegheny County Health Department will have enough funding for their staff. And really, the money should come from the facilities, you know, who are emitting the air pollution. So that was what we were happy to see, and we applaud council for this vote.
I don't have to tell you, Wanda, it's rare to get a 13-0 vote for anything. We probably couldn't get a 13-0 vote if I asked if this is Thursday. That said, it sounds like obviously everybody's on board. So what will be the effect? What will we notice, or will we notice anything here in the county?
Well, I think, you know, we still do have a lot of air quality issues because of these large, you know, polluting facilities throughout various areas of the county. But the thing that I think we'll notice is that, you know, we'll continue to have the pollution levels that they're held to with these permits. They'll actually be enforced, and there'll be, you know, people working on the public's behalf, you know, at the health department will be making sure that the levels that are in the permits are being enforced. And even new permits being written that can bring the pollution levels down to a safer level. So communities will have healthier air, and it would have been a lot worse if they didn't pass this fee, because the health department would have really a $1.85 million shortfall and have to lay people off. And it would have been very dangerous for us in the county without those staff people doing that work to make sure that the facilities are in compliance with their permits.
When does it kick in, Wanda? Or is this?
It actually is effective this year. So that was why the other thing, it was good that it happened before the end of the year, because the county needs to send out, you know, these invoices before the end of December this year. So it is effect immediately, which is great for us, you know, to be able to have the health department have the resources that it needs. So that is part of 2025 funding, actually.
And so check out PennEnvironment.org. Wanda Wilson, Western Pennsylvania advocate for Penn Environment. Appreciate the update. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Sounds like, again, when you get 13-0 vote at anything, people are all on board. That said, every week we check in with one of our Next Take Pittsburgh stars. They're on weeknights overnight from the University of Pittsburgh, 1 to 5 a.m. And Jack Toffanelli is with us. You can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com and on our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You like clean air?
I do, yeah. I think that's a good thing.
That's a rhetorical question. So what's going on the campus at the University of Pittsburgh? What's the vibe? What's the talk?
It's a little somber right now, because I imagine everyone knows we got destroyed by Notre Dame. Everyone was very excited. So that's kind of our focus for everyone on campus, was our football season, because we were looking so good. Now it's looking a little rough. But other than that, I think it's all been fine. Just same old.
Well, what do you think about having the national spotlight in Pittsburgh for the university with ESPN's College Game Day? You had Pat McAfee there, who's a Plum native, and, Herb Street brought his dog Peter. I mean, a lot of attention paid on Pitt, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and it was awesome to see College Game Day. I was lucky enough to be able to go there, watch the game, and see all the festivities regarding Game Day. But yeah, it was a little embarrassing that all eyes were on us. There was no good games until like 4:25 later that afternoon. So it was that game where the national spotlight was on, and we kind of embarrassed ourselves a little bit, but still it was tons of fun to be able to see that. I was able to interview a few students for Next Take at the event, so it was really cool to see Game Day. Hope we get it again someday.
And that said, it was a non-conference game, so Pitt still has a chance at the ACC championship. They have to string a couple of wins together, one And we just talked to Bill Hillgrove in Atlanta, Georgia, against Georgia Tech, and then welcomed the Miami Hurricanes following Saturday. Should be nice and chilly. But what about break? You guys are going to be leaving for break.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for break. Thankfully, I'm local, so I won't have to travel very far. But I'm excited for that break. It's I need it right now. I think everyone does.
Yeah, and then how, when you get back, how long will you have till you have finals before the end of year Christmas break?
Yeah, we have break for Thanksgiving. Then we come back for a week. And then we go off to Christmas break. It's an unfortunate schedule for everyone out of state. Lots of traveling. I wish the break was, they were separated a little bit to give people more time, but you know, that's okay. Finals are coming up soon, so that's exciting.
Well, good luck. We won't be here next Thursday, so have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. And the next time you fly, you're going to fly out of our new airport. It's awesome.
I'm excited.
All right, Jack, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Jack Toffanelli, part of our Next Take Pittsburgh team. Good morning, Larry Richard. Get ready for a big travel weekend. Tomorrow it starts. And I guess the peak day will be Wednesday before Thanksgiving next week. And we'll keep you posted. We'll give you some updates starting tomorrow on the show. And right now, I would like to welcome Dan Clare, who is a Marine Corps veteran of the Persian Gulf and an Air Force veteran of the war in Iraq, who is Chief Communications and Outreach Officer for a very important part of serving our military, the DAV. Dan, first and foremost, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for taking the time to honor veterans this morning.
Well, as you probably are aware, in this region, we have, I think, per capita, one of the highest veteran populations in the country. And so when it comes to helping disabled American veterans, we're all in. So I know the message today is about connecting veterans with jobs. So where do we start?
I mean, we believe in empowerment for veterans, and the best, you know, we say a veteran hasn't made the transition to civilian life until they've started their next mission, and that's with jobs. DAV has a career fair program that goes nationwide. We do host about 100 career fairs a year, and our next one's coming up November 25th. It's a virtual event, and it's a great way to impress some employers going into the holidays.
And it's easier than ever with the technology to make those connections. Here's what's interesting to me, Dan, is we hear so much about there's job availabilities. And in this region, they're really up. That said, then we hear people say, well, I can't find a job. So how do we make the connection between the two?
It's tough. And, you know, for us, we know that veterans are going to job fairs and looking for post-military careers. But with DAV job fairs, the great thing about them is that the employers are there because they want to hire veterans. And we have an all-star cast at this virtual event. We have AT&T, Department of Energy, a bunch of federal agencies. Of course, they always want to hire veterans. Wells Fargo is going to be there. Hearst Media, Border Patrol, Discount Tire. We're going to have about 50 employers, I think, total there participating. And this is a chance for veterans, spouses, and their kids to kind of get an edge, go into an experience where they can meet with people who want to hire them. And that's really important for those veterans, for their mental health, as well as their ability to take care of their families.
And so how do we get people connected to this great event?
Absolutely. Please visit jobs.dav.org. That's if you're a veteran, spouse, or child looking for a job, looking for some opportunities, or even an upgrade in where you're at right now. And employers can visit that site too. We have some resources there. We want to encourage people to hire veterans. We think it's good for the company's bottom line, but it's also the right thing to do.
So the DAV Patriot Boot Camps, that's the next big event, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about maximum professional potential, and what is better than veterans and spouses starting their own companies, starting their own ventures as entrepreneurs. This is a program DAV is super excited about. It's a very intensive 2.5-day cohort-based event. Our next one's coming up February 11th through 13th in Myrtle Beach. Not that Pittsburgh weather isn't great in February, but we hope some of your entrepreneurs in that community will get involved. We're looking for mentors for that event as well. That's a three-day deal. You're going to learn, veterans going are going to learn about funding, capitalizing their business. They're going to get some legal advice. They're going to talk about marketing, sales, storytelling, pitching. And like I said, we need mentors for these events as well. They provide veterans with that one-on-one guidance that they need. And a lot of CEOs and people who get involved who have a business acumen, who want to be volunteer as mentors, they kind of get a kick out of helping veterans avoid some of the first mistakes that they made early in their ventures.
What should a veteran figuratively arm themselves with in terms of a resume, or what will they need for this particular job fair next Tuesday?
Well, our advice is start with a basic resume that covers your skills, try and translate what you did in the military as best you can towards what you're looking for in a post-military career. Beyond that, if you take the time to do your homework and you look at the companies that are there, look at the jobs that they're offering, if you can customize a couple resumes to different types of positions that you're interested in, that will make you stand out. I mean, just attending a career fair, you know, that close to the holidays tells people that you're someone who wants to go to work. And we hope more veterans take us up on that November 25th.
Jobs.dav.org. Want to thank you again, Dan Clark, for your service and bringing this to light for us here in the Pittsburgh area.
Hey, thank you. And thank you to all the veterans who served our country and the family members and caregivers who support them.
Jobs.dav.org. And it's a good opportunity. So take advantage of that next Tuesday. Meanwhile, I want to mention another veteran-related group that's putting on a two-day special event. Starts today, Military Appreciation Program. This is a flag raising at 4 o'clock today. Jeff Jimerson will be there, who does the Penguins National Anthem and, of course, is a very, very talented singer. And Rocky Blyer will participate, four-time Super Bowl champ. He is also, as well-documented, somebody who has earned a Bronze Star, Purple Heart, and is part of the Hall of Honor for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He'll be there, Vietnam vet. And that's at Live Casino. And that is right there on Route 30 in the Greensburg area. And it's flag raising today at 4, then a USO Care Pack event that starts at 5. You can get more information. Just go to livecasino.com.
At 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. Every Thursday at this time, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver. And Christy, get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, so we won't see you next Thursday.
I'll be thinking of you.
But we can see you now. You can go to our live stream, kdkradio.com, and our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I happen to be, and I'm in town a lot, but I was at a friend's place. They were showing us Art's Landing. And first of all, that's where, for people that don't know, faces the Allegheny River from downtown. It's where the old Goodyear store was, right along Fort Duquesne Boulevard, that block there. And this is supposed to be the newest big park in the city. And the idea was to get it ready for the NFL draft. How are we doing?
Well, that might happen since the airport terminal is open. So this is next on Pittsburgh's to-do list. It's a 4-acre multi-purpose green space in the heart of the cultural district with a massive stage, winding pathways, local arts, a pickleball court, pop-up food and beverage vendors, and downtown's first playground. And it is ahead of schedule on construction, and it should be ready for the 2026 NFL draft in April. So we'll see.
Large or small, and this is a pretty big deal. How many times do we say something's ahead of schedule when it comes to construction?
Always.
Oh, yes.
Especially with the roads.
Almost never.
Yeah.
All right.
So, fingers crossed.
Even though it's cold out, you can get some ice cream in that is very special.
Yes, Leona's is a local brand known for their real dairy, lactose-free ice cream and dessert sandwiches. And they just opened a brick and mortar at 511 Penn Avenue in Garfield. So last week on a really bone-chilling day, my daughter and I went to stock up on pints and ice cream sandwiches. So their sweet cream and pumpkin cookie sandwich would make a really cool alternative to the traditional pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving this year. So support local and bundle up first.
Hey, off the grid, I'm curious if you are aware of Clavon's ice cream.
Yes.
It used to be, what, the turn of the last century, like a pharmacy, and it's been there forever. Yeah. I hear that might be on the bubble. What do you know?
It's not in front of me, so I don't know all the details, but we do have a story on our website, which I did not write. It's very legalese, so it is up for sheriff sale, so I'll keep tuned to that, but it's a beautiful place. I hope they keep it the way it is and someone kind of
takes up
that mantle of ice cream and just, it was like an old school soda fountain. So
exactly. Yeah. Like you would see in the movies.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. Lots of marble and just, it would be a shame if it went away.
Yeah. I was there with, and it's been a while, just a couple of years ago with, Jimmy Crenn and Rick Seebeck, the great documentary.
Wow, that's a Pittsburgh moment.
Three Yinzers, Don Claiborne's.
Down a strip, yeah.
All right, it is time to submit your holiday decorations to Pittsburgh Magazine, and people try to outdo each other. This is a lot of fun, and it's very visual.
Yeah, I mean, if you go all out with decorations, I plan to decorate this week. I just throw some tinsel on my zombies and stuff. But some people just really go over the top and like Clark Griswold. But you could submit your pictures by December 20th and you could be featured in our holiday roundup. The story will be shared in our daily 412 newsletter and on our social media channels. So, you know, try it out. Let people see what you're doing.
And before you go, I was curious how many people showed up at the wine festival you guys had. That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. So I always like to stop and talk to the guy from Dad's Hat. Dad's Hat's really fun. So and he has a cool hat.
I'm sure it was a big success. All right. That said, Christy, you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Take care, Larry.
All right. You can go to PittsburghMagazine.com, and there you will find food editor Christy Graver. Just a reminder, Aaron, that the traditional holiday market downtown, because of the construction they're doing in Market Square, has been moved. And so, but it's right across from where the ice rink is on the other side of the road from Market Square at PPG Paints Arena. Do you skate?
I do skate. Not, you know, our bestie Ellen said she's never fallen. I can't say that, but I love ice skating at PPG, and I love visiting the towns.
Yeah, by the way, they had postponed the opening of the skating rinks at North and South Park. Normally, they would be open by now, mid-November.
Right.
But they bumped it back a little as they're catching up.
Hey, the city's doing a great job, though, with all the construction going on, keeping business as usual in terms of the holidays, which is great to see.
There's the effect of this NFL draft has done this. So if people, whether you like football or whether you're going to participate in any way, almost everybody who is a stakeholder in this town is trying to find a way to be a part of it if they're not already. The obvious is the Steelers, the city, the county, the state. But then there are a whole bunch of other organizations like Visit Pittsburgh and everybody else that wants to be involved. But the end result is there's this collective effort to try to expand, you know, all the resources of the region, like them building this new park, like fixing up Market Square. Like, so when the draft's over and the largest spectator event in the history of the region is done, we should be left with a better region just because everybody's worked so hard for the buildup, including
together,
Point State Park, right?
Yeah, it honestly makes me so excited for our city. I'm really excited about it.
And the fact that we have a new airport. So all these people that are going to be flying into Pittsburgh are going to get a whole different impression. Of course, it'll be even more jazzed up to welcome people who will be coming from out of town. So
right.
We kind of got it going on here.
We're kind of doing the thing.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of happening. 925 KDK, I think it's a great time to be part of this region for growth and attracting people, young people, and keeping young talent here too. Marty Griffin, who takes the air 10 until 2. Meanwhile, very early this morning, before he went to school, we talked to a young man named Cole and his mom, Morgan. He's the 11-year-old sixth grader that was attacked by a bear at a Family Dollar, Markleysburg, down in Fayette County. And we thought you'd appreciate sharing this story that's gone viral around the world.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, I can't imagine being in your shoes at age 11. So you were outside the Family Dollar, wait for your dad, right? And then that's when you turned and saw this bear coming at you. Tell us what happened.
So I walked outside because in there, my dad doesn't have good service on his phone from the metal roof. So when I walked outside to go and see him, he didn't see the bear or hear it. And the bear didn't see or hear him. But whenever I walked outside, the bear seen me and heard me. Then it started chasing me in the store. And when it chased me in the store, I went left and the bear went straight. And my dad was like starting to like run in there to like try and get us out. But then he realized the bear went to the back. So he was trying to get us out of there, but we couldn't hear him or anything. And then the bear went over by the dog food, done like 2 or 3 laps while me and the cashier were standing up on the counter. And then the bear went back to the back.
He was distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he went to the back, we went outside. I got in my dad's truck. Then the lady got in her car. And then she was on the phone with 911 at the time. And then after that, like, the bear ran out of the store while we were in our cars.
So the bear left the store on its own. Nobody had to go try to get the bear out of the Family Dollar, right?
No.
And you said, as I understand, that that bear was so close to you. It was like a foot behind you at one point. I can't imagine what you were thinking at that time.
I was kind of scared. I was just like, I got to get away from bear.
Kind of scared. That bear's 300 pounds. And mom, when you heard this story, you're probably thinking, what in the world? A little trip to Family Dollar turns into some kind of wildlife adventure.
Yeah, I didn't stop shaking for like a day and a half. And honestly, thank God he was with his dad and not me, because his dad's been raked over the coals online for, you know, I know that the news can't air everything, every part of an interview or whatever. And, but his dad did the right thing. And, you know, he stayed calm. You never know what you're going to do. I mean, that was a matter of a couple of seconds that that happened. The entrance to the Family Dollar, it's a name. I mean, there bears can walk in. So it's a neighborhood kind of store. It's not like a shopping plaza. So he parked right in front of the door, and Cole was maybe 15, 20 feet away at the entrance waiting for him to come in. And he was on his phone, and he said he put his head down and he just saw Cole running, and he picked his head up. And that's when he saw that the bear had gone straight and Cole had like juked left to the counter. And, you know, he stayed calm and he stayed where the, like, there's big glass windows in front of the store and everything. So he had a better view outside of where the bear was than Cole and the cashier. You know, the aisles and the shelves were blocking their view. So they didn't know. I mean, the bear could have been right around the corner when they tried to hop down, and you don't know what's going to happen. So he did. He stayed calm and he guided them out. He told them when the bear was distracted, come on. He got them outside. And, tell them how the bear got out of the store.
Like, it went past the, when it went past the doors the first two times, it, like, jumped past, and, like, it ran. But then the third time, like, they opened, and he stopped, and he stepped back. But then he realized that they were staying open. So then he ran out the first one, then the second one, then he just
He figured out the auto doors. Yeah, on his own.
Wow, what an incredible story. But millions of people have seen this, as you know, Morgan and Cole. And as you know, in social media, there's always people that are weighing in. When you're saying raked over the coals, your husband's taking heat. But why?
I think that it just wasn't explained. They just said on the news, you know, he was waiting, asked his dad what was taking so long, and then that was the only mention of him. But yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It just wasn't mentioned. So I don't, and I think that when Cole was doing his interview the first time, he was, you know, I mean, he's a kid and that happened to him. So I can't imagine like trying to retell that story for everybody if it was me, but yeah, I think personally I would have made the situation so much worse, if not deadly, because I know that if I would have seen that, I would have went like yelling, screaming, running, agitating the bear more, and I would have been no help anyway. So, you know, his dad really did do the right thing. Thank God that he was with him. So,
well, Cole, there's...
Yeah, the internet's going
to be bad. Yeah, don't listen to everything that people say on the internet. This good and bad, but it's an incredible story. And there's an old saying, Cole, some days the bear gets you and some days you get the bear. In this case, I'm glad the bear didn't get you. Right, Mom?
I think that day was kind of neutral because yeah. We got neither of them. Because right. He didn't get me and I didn't get him.
Yeah. I think he was just as confused as you were. Like, I that's what I think. I don't know, but that was my opinion.
That's a great way to look at it, Cole. So I'm sure you're kind of a celebrity now in school and in town for a while. So we're glad you're safe first and foremost, and appreciate you taking time for us. Morgan, thank you. And Cole, way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. What grade are you in, by the way?
6.
Okay. With stories to tell. Thank you both. Appreciate
it. And he plays football. And he got a touchdown last week and he outran a bear this weekend. So like, thank God he's fast, you know?
You're on a roll. All right, Cole. Thank you both. Thanks, Mom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.